Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
J.D. Vance hits back at Breonna Keeler at CNN over her shameful, disgusting attacks on him. I'll tell you exactly what she said and exactly why J.D. Vance is right to hit back here on a Friday night. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it very, very much. A lot going on. Busy, busy week, huh? And crazy, wacky weather. Hopefully the weather will get better for the weekend. I think we're all ready for it. That's for damn sure. No doubt about it. This is what CNN... Oh, and keep this in mind. You know how people say voter fraud is a myth, and elections are never stolen. Voting machines are always secure, right? You've heard that? Dead people are not on the rolls. People don't vote twice. Just keep hold that thought for me, if you would. I'd like to clear up a couple of myths that are perpetuated out there by the people that love to cheat. So hold that thought for me for just a moment. But this is what Breonna Keeler said on CNN regarding J.D. Vance and his military service. Take a listen.
I also think that J.D. Vance, as a messenger on this, may be an imperfect messenger, because we have, as you introduced him, as a combat correspondent, which was what his title was. But when you dig a little deeper into that, he was a public affairs specialist, someone who did not see combat, which certainly the title combat correspondent kind of gives you a different impression. So he may be the imperfect messenger on that.
Okay, got that. Now, the Trump War Room put out a statement saying, this is disgusting. CNN's Breonna Keeler attacks J.D. Vance's military service in a despicable effort to defend Tim Walz's stolen valor lies. Breonna, the difference is that J.D. Vance never lied about his rank or his service. And when his unit deployed to Iraq, he didn't abandon them. Good. That's exactly right. And then he also said in response to the CNN host the following. Let me share with you what he posted on X. Breonna, this is disgusting. You and your entire network should be ashamed of yourselves. When I got the call to go to Iraq, I went. Tim Walz said he carried a gun in war. Did he? No, it was a lie. Now, it gets deeper than that, because the issue of whether or not he was a combat specialist. And he points out, you know, it's easy to sit in the comfort of a CNN studio, comfort and safety of that, and trivialize the service of the countless men and women who risk their lives. I serve with some of the people mentioned in this thread. I miss them all very much. Shameful of Breonna Keeler, CNN, to slander an entire MOS. All right. Now, this is the thread. It's by Luis Agostini. It's a bit of a long thread, but it's worth going through it. So he says the following: the Marine Combat Correspondent MOS, plus related visual comms fields, photographer, videographer, public affairs officer, have recently been diminished, as cushy PR jobs where combat is avoided and air conditioning is enjoyed. Let's not get it twisted. Anyone holding a public affairs / combat camera MOS is a POG, person other than a grunt, a moniker reserved for those not assigned to direct combat arms fields and used to describe a military lifestyle full of comfy accommodations and a 9-to-5 schedule. Regardless of MOS, a combat deployment is really a luck of the draw. Where you are stationed and what you fall under is out of a junior service member's control. You have more input when re-enlisting, and being engaged in direct combat is an experience held by relatively few. The history of the Marine combat correspondents and combat photographers goes back to World War II, when Marine Sergeant Lou Lowry took the very first photo of the iconic U.S. flag raising at Mount Sarabuchi in Iwo Jima on February 23rd, 1945. Our collective community also includes a Medal of Honor recipient. When Corporal William T. Perkins posthumously received the Medal of Honor for his actions on October 12, 1967, when he sacrificed his body on a grenade in Vietnam, saving the lives of fellow Marines. And there's a picture of him holding a camera because he was a correspondent. There is no shortage of examples of Marine combat correspondents, photographers, and officers killed during the past several decades of combat. I'll start with Corporal William Salazar, a combat photographer killed by a car bomb in Iraq on October 15, 2004. Corporal Aaron Mankin, a Marine combat correspondent, suffered severe burns when his amphibious assault vehicle struck an IED in Iraq on May 11, 2005, killing four Marines and injuring 11 others. Marine Major Megan McClung, a public affairs officer with the Marine Expeditionary Force, became the first female Marine Corps officer killed in combat when her vehicle struck an IED while escorting media on December 6, 2006 in Ramadi, Iraq. Sergeant Dorian Gardner, a combat correspondent and public affairs chief for Regimental Combat Team 1, suffered severe vision and hearing loss when shrapnel from an IED struck his face during a foot patrol in Afghanistan in 2010. Corporal Eugenio Montanez, a combat correspondent with the 1st Marine Division, suffered severe injuries to his arm during a rocket attack during a patrol in Afghanistan in October 2010. Lance Corporal Ralph Fabry, a combat photographer with the 1st Marine Division, was killed while conducting combat operations in Afghanistan on September 28, 2010. And he says, I apologize if I omitted any other examples from our community. There are also the invisible injuries suffered by combat correspondents, photographers, and videographers that weigh heavily long after the deployment, as with so many others in different fields. Long thread, I know, but I had to say something, especially when I hear so many, including a national media correspondent like Breonna Keeler, characterize the combat correspondent MOS as a safe, cushy job. He goes on to say, the Defense Information School, where combat correspondents, PA specialists, photographers, videographers, artists, and officers learn their respective trades, has a hall of heroes honoring the sacrifices made by our community from all military branches. And he posts a link to it. And it's the Defense Information School, Strength Through Truth. And it says, the large open room at the front of the Defense Information School in Fort Meade, Maryland, was originally the main entrance to the schoolhouse. After the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, school administrators moved the main entrance to its current location to increase building security, installing a staff duty desk and security cameras. And they go on to talk about, and they have the plates of all the people who have lost their lives, who gave their lives in combat, while serving in a communications job specialty. The flags of all five services fly from the railing of the second-story landing, from which passersby can look down into the hall from above. Also on display in the Hall of Heroes is the ship's bell from the USS Sprigg, which was donated to the Naval School of Photography when the ship was retired from service in 1977. When the school combined with the Defense Photography School and later the Defense Information School, the bell followed. Today, the Hall of Heroes is used for ceremonies and functions at the Defense Information School and serves as a daily reminder of the ultimate price some public affairs and visual communications specialists have paid. So excellent for him to put all this out there, and truly disgusting, again, to hear what Breonna Keeler said. And just one more time, you know, just in case you're joining the show right now and you're wondering what I'm talking about, she went on to essentially diminish the work of anyone in combat who serves in a role of doing a media function. And this is what she said.
I also think that J.D. Vance, as a messenger on this, may be an imperfect messenger, because we have, as you introduced him, as a combat correspondent, which was what his title was. But when you dig a little deeper into that, he was a public affairs specialist, someone who did not see combat, which certainly the title combat correspondent kind of gives you a different impression. So he may be the imperfect messenger on that.
Combat correspondent. Now you know how many of them paid the ultimate sacrifice. And it is the difference between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz.
When the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do it, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the Army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful.
It is shameful, no doubt about that. It certainly is shameful. This is the big story of the hour, by the way, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. He is my dentist. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. You know, our buddy Tom Elliott over at Grabian has a really great supercut that he put together. See if you can spot the difference in coverage between the rollouts of J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. All right? See if you can spot the difference in coverage between the Vance and the Walz rollouts, courtesy of Tom Elliott at Grabian. Here we go.
Midwestern dad, like super clean cut vibe.
Everybody likes
right?
Tim Walz.
So plain spoken and relatable.
As moderate and independent as it comes.
Pretty moderate Democrat.
I always knew him as a moderate. One of the most moderate.
Very moderate record.
A new moderate.
I think this is the new moderate.
Far from progressive.
He's right down the middle.
He's not just an old white man.
Tim Walz beats America. You know,
talks like a regular person.
Tim Walz is the opposite of weird.
Walz is basically younger Joe Biden.
Regular old Joe out there.
Populist approach to fear on the Republican side, and the happy populism. And the happy populism that Tim Walz is on the ticket on the Democratic side.
Walz is a kind of happy warrior.
Happy warriors.
Happy warriors.
He was certainly the happy warrior last night and seemed to be the happy warrior last night.
A happy warrior. A folksy backstory.
Are going to be very happy warriors.
There is a new happy warrior.
Following the kind of happy warrior mold.
Happy warrior.
Happy warrior mentality.
Wicked sense of humor. Look how happy the pig looks. That's good.
Now here's J.D. Vance.
And J.D. Vance is weird, extreme, and angry.
Utter humorlessness. The humorlessness and pompousness.
It's hard to believe that J.D. Vance could be any more extreme.
It's like a freak show of bros.
They have J.D. Vance, dark and ugly beneath the dignity of most politicians.
J.V. Vance.
J.D. is at the far extreme.
The most extreme.
Being one of the most extreme.
We need to recognize the danger.
Angry and mean and dark.
Cat lady hating sidekick J.D. Vance. This guy is really weird, y'all.
Everybody in America knows a J.D. Vance, but we stay away from him because he's weird.
Anger, chaos.
A hangdog ex-husband.
He was able to reach all the way down to a J.D. Vance.
Hope, optimism, joy.
Salt of the earth, Midwestern uncle vibes, the quintessential Midwestern dad.
Tim Walz keeps winning hot dish contests, apparently. There's some folksy charm.
Tim Walz is so funny that if he's good at this, he will release a recipe for a hot dish.
All of his time on the ground, you know, fixing F-150s.
Upset of a Norman Rockwell
painting, right? He's small town America incarnate.
Midwest, your uncle, your dad.
I have not been this happy in years. He's the guy who is always there to help you, whether it's changing your oil, whether it's fixing a lawnmower, or whether it's helping to fix our democracy. It feels so good to have hope.
And I'm going
to
call him the coach from now until election day.
Coach, coach.
Tim Walz, the plain spoken fun uncle who will defend the people he loves.
Proud, the resilient, the hardworking, patriotic.
Ice fishes. He's a hunter. He does butter carving. You know, he is a rural person.
Butter carving. I did not know he did butter carving. Did you? One of the greatest observations ever, I think, is how you can see the media, how they repeat themselves over and over again. They all say the same thing. You notice that? Whether they're saying goofy Midwestern dad that they love about Tim Walz, or they're saying dark, humorless, evil man about J.D. Vance, what they all do is they all turn around. They all turn around absolutely, and they they repeat themselves. They repeat themselves over and over and over and over. And they do this all the time. And you know that they're talking points that they're put out. They're talking points that are put out because that's how it works. And then they all turn around and they say the same things over and over and over again, over and over and over again, over and over and over again. And I know we all see it now, because we're enlightened by it. We're enlightened, and we see how the media operates. They are not impartial. They're not nonpartisan. They are there to do a function, and that function is to push the Democrat Party. Their function is to push the talking points and to push the message. That's what they're there for. And whenever you have these montages of the press saying the same thing over and over again, I think they are incredibly, incredibly insightful. I really do. They're so helpful for all of us to be able to understand what it is that they are capable of doing to brainwash the American people. Now, I know that the conversation has to do with the media and how sympathetic the media is to Kamala Harris and to Tim Walz, but I also think a lot of Americans have completely tuned out from the corporate media. And so I think what you just heard, for example, those people serve a very small and getting smaller audience of people who come there to hear their points reinforced. They don't come there for objectivity. They don't come here there to get something new, a different perspective. They go there so that they can have their points reinforced. And it serves them well. And if Donald Trump is president, it's going to serve them really, really well, because their ratings are going to go back up, because every day is going to be a pylon on Donald Trump to help, like therapy, as a giant therapy session, whether it's MSNBC, whether it's Rachel Maddow, whoever it is. It becomes a giant therapy session for all the people that hate Trump's guts. That's why during Trump's presidency, you had crazy Larry O'Donnell. You know, today's the day. This is worse than Watergate. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like every day giving them hope. Today could be the day. Today could be the day that Donald Trump goes down. Today could be the day that he gets locked up. Today could be the day that it's all over. And that's what happens. And so when Kamala Harris finally does address the press, and she talked for 77 seconds, finally fielding questions from the press after dodging the media for 18 days. And then, of course, now she's also rolling out her fake Southern accent. You know, I'm going to say so there's a little montage going around using the scene from Airplane, the woman who speaks jive. I'm not playing that because I'm going to get in trouble. If you want to find it on your own time and you want to listen to it, feel free. But it was put out by, I think, the Media Research Center. And my friend Sandy sent it to me. But Kamala Harris is such a phony, though, isn't she, with the fake accent?
You know, the one thing about all of us is we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work is good work. Yeah. The thing that we like about hard work is we have fun doing hard work. Yeah. Thank you to the sisters and brothers of UAW for all you are and all we will do over these next 89 days.
Sisters and brothers.
God bless.
The sisters and brothers. Did I miss a memo that you now have to talk with a fake Southern accent? Did I miss this somewhere? When did this memo go out? Because I'm curious about this. Where you have to, I mean, from Josh Shapiro to Kamala Harris, you go, "Ah, here y'all!" And you gotta, you gotta turn around and drop your vowels at the end and just, "Ah, here y'all! Ah, oh y'all!" And when did this become a thing? Is everybody wants to sound like Barack Obama, who also, by the way, should never have spoke like that since the guy grew up in Hawaii. Anyway, all right, we got a lot more to come as the show goes on. Our fourth and final hour, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Kamala Harris spoke for about 77 seconds to the media. She addressed the media for about, 77 seconds. I'll share that with you. Don't go away. 77 seconds of addressing the media. Kamala Harris for 77 seconds. Talk to the press. An amazing accomplishment. Hard to believe she was able to pull it off. I know. We're shocked. You're shocked. I'm shocked. We're all shocked by her stunning stamina to almost make it 90 seconds speaking to the media.
President Trump had a press conference today. He talked about a lot of things. Wonder if you have a reaction to what he talked about.
Well, I'm glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it, and hope he shows up.
Are you open to more debate?
I'm happy to have that conversation about an additional debate for after September 10th, for sure.
He's proposed to more. More debate.
Like I said, happy to have that conversation.
Why do you think he pulled out of the debate?
I am beyond trying to speculate about how he thinks.
Can you comment on some of his other criticisms? He made a whole litany of them today. Some of them are about your...
I'm busy talking to voters. I didn't hear them.
Some of the criticism has been about your vice presidential pick and his leading the National Guard at 24 years. Vance said that he deserted his own troops or his own colleagues. What's your take on that?
Listen, I praise anyone who has presented themselves to serve our country. And I think that we all should.
Madam President, there's been a lot of questions about when you're going to sit down for your first interview since being the nominee.
I've talked to my team. I want us to get an interview scheduled before the end of the month.
Thank you.
What'd you make about the attack on your husband's face?
Thank you. Thank you. That's enough. We don't want to hit the 90-second mark, okay? We can't hit the 90-second mark. It would be very problematic for us. Thank you. That's enough. Move it. Move it along. I've talked to my team. We're gonna have some conversations. We're gonna do that. Yep, absolutely. Elon Musk tweeted out something I thought was very interesting earlier today. He said voting machines are so safe, you can't believe it. That was sarcasm, of course. So the Department of Justice has indicted a number of people. The president of Smartmatic is among four indicted today by federal grand jury for bribery and fraud related to electronic voting systems. The DOJ names Roger Alejandro Piñate Martinez in the news release, but does not identify him as president of Smartmatic. Smartmatic says its president played a critical role in planning and executing the world's largest election using optical scanners in the Philippines, and in Smartmatic winning the largest election contract in U.S. history in Los Angeles. Smartmatic President Piñate, indicted today for bribery and fraud, co-founded Smartmatic with two partners. In the 20 years since he has been responsible for carrying out successful projects in the USA, Latin America, Europe, and Asia. It says that its indicted president and COO continues to play a key role in nurturing Smartmatic's strategic relationships with clients. He also maintains hands-on involvement with Smartmatic's supported election events around the world. From today's Department of Justice news release. A federal grand jury in the Southern District of Florida returned an indictment today charging three executives of an election voting machine and service provider company and a former chairman of the Commission on Elections of the Republic of the Philippines for their roles in an alleged bribery and money laundering scheme to retain and obtain business related to the 2016 Philippine elections. According to the indictment, between 2015 and 2018, Roger Alejandro Piñate Martinez, 49, a Venezuelan citizen and resident of Boca Raton, Florida, and president of Smartmatic, and Jorge Miguel Vasquez, 62, a U.S. citizen and resident of Davie, Florida, together with others, allegedly caused at least $1 million in bribes to be paid to Juan Andres Genaro Bautista, the former chairman of COMELEC. These bribes were allegedly paid to obtain and retain business related to providing voting machines and election services for the 2016 Philippines elections and to secure payments on the contracts, including the release of value-added tax payments. Well, I mean, I'm sure they were just, you know, bribes so that they would buy their machines. I doubt that men of such integrity and honesty, so scrupulous, would then ever allow their machines to be manipulated to help the people that hired them and bought their machines. Because, I mean, that would be, that's a bridge too far. It's one thing to say, hey, listen, I'll bribe you to get the work. But if you ask me then to manipulate the election results so you stay in power, whew, not doing that. All right. Well, I got some scruples here. I'm an ethical guy. I mean, I'll take a bribe. I mean, I'll bribe you. I'll bribe everybody, but I'm not. You watch it right there. The co-conspirators allegedly funded the bribes through a slush fund that was created by over-invoicing the cost per voting machine for the 2016 Philippines elections to conceal and disguise the nature and purpose of the corrupt payments. The co-conspirators used coded language to refer to the slush fund and caused the creation of fraudulent contracts and sham loan agreements to justify transfers. The co-conspirators then allegedly laundered funds related to the bribery scheme through bank accounts located in Asia, Europe, and the United States, among other things, too. And we will see where all this goes. But again, I'm sure that they never, ever, in any way, shape, or form, would have allowed their machines to be manipulated in any way, shape, or form. Virginia removes more than 6,000 non-citizens from its voter rolls. Virginia this week removed more than 6,300 non-citizens from the state's voter rolls as part of election security measures spearheaded by Governor Glenn Youngkin. On Wednesday, Youngkin signed an executive order instructing the Department of Elections to remove non-citizens who may have purposely or accidentally registered to vote. Pursuant to the order, the state also identified and removed from voter rolls 80,000 deceased voters and identified registered voters who had moved out of state. The Virginia model for election security works. This isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. It's an American and Virginia issue, the governor said. Every legal vote deserves to be counted without being watered down by illegal votes or inaccurate machines. Virginia does not require voters to present identification at the polls, which allows unregistered voters to impersonate deceased individuals or others on the voter rolls. Youngkin's executive order notes that it is essential for different agencies' jurisdictions to work together to ensure clean elections. Virginia identified non-citizens using information submitted to the Department of Motor Vehicles, cross-referenced with the Department of Homeland Security, and Social Security information. Virginia entered into comprehensive data sharing agreements with 7 states and received data from 42 states. Other states could have a harder time purging non-citizens from voter rolls, however, because Virginia is one of only 3 states in the nation that require those registering to vote to provide their full 9-digit Social Security number. Youngkin's efforts to secure elections come after Democrat-controlled legislatures created extended early voting periods and mail-in voting. Youngkin said drop boxes are under 24/7 monitoring, but still called for strengthening state and federal law. His executive order said that absentee ballots must only be mailed when requested by a voter, and then returned absentee ballots cannot be counted unless the last 4 digits of a voter's Social Security number and year of birth provided on the envelope are matched to the voter's record in the statewide voter registration system. Youngkin's order also requires the Department of Motor Vehicles to generate a daily file on non-citizen transactions and instructs local registrars to notify county prosecutors when they become aware of an illegal immigrant's attempt to register to vote. The governor's order made clear that the Virginia Attorney General has full authority to enforce election laws, and the state will only use paper ballots going forward. In Virginia, we don't play games, and our model for election security is working. Now, that's fantastic, because Virginia is now a swing state. It's now a swing state. We are looking right now, at the possibility of Donald Trump flipping Virginia to being red. If that happens, that would be an outstanding development. Outstanding development. Now, there's been a lot of talk about Georgia. And we know about Georgia as being a problem for a lot of cheating. And we also understand that there are many people right now discovering more and more evidence of cheating that was going on in Georgia. A lot of it. And Georgia has a new election rule, which is now prompting concerns of chaos and delays. So I'm going to share some of that with you as well. Just want to mention, as a reminder, we are going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up on Friday, September 6th. I want you to be there. Please join us for that. So it's a month from, not even a month from today. Is it a month? I don't know. I can't do math, but it's a couple weeks from today. Friday, September 6th. Former President Trump has praised the state election board, calling three members pit bulls fighting for honesty, transparency, and victory. The Georgia State Election Board is facing backlash after passing a rule that opponents say will insert chaos into the November election. The board agreed Tuesday on a new definition of election certification requiring reasonable inquiry before local election supervisors sign off on the final results. The move adds uncertain discretion and potential delays into what has been largely a formulaic step in the long election process. It looks more like a power grab rather than an effort to improve elections, said Megan Bellamy, vice president of law and policy at the nonpartisan group Voting Rights Lab. Supporters of the measure say that the election giving election supervisors investigatory powers at that stage is intended to add more transparency to the election process. Donald Trump said all eyes are going to be on Georgia in November. A narrowly lost Georgia in 2020, but there's been so much evidence of rampant corruption, rampant cheating in that election, because he had a huge lead going into it. Surveys of the state since Biden's exit have shown a much tighter race between Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, who has gained support among non-white voters around the country. Now, this is what I'll read this quote from the Wall Street Journal here. Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was stolen from him have found a sympathetic ear with three members of the Georgia Election Board, which voted 3-2 to pass the measure. The trio have courted controversy in recent months for secret meetings and claims of partisanship. At an Atlanta rally on Saturday, the Republican nominee praised them by name for their work. Their members, Janice Johnston, Rick Jafaris, and Janelle King. These people are pit bulls fighting for honesty, transparency, and victory, Trump said. Crowd stood and cheered. Johnson could be seen in the crowd smiling and waving from a row of seats just in front of the stage. Now, remember something, that the Georgia Election Integrity Act requires counties to certify the election results by November 12th. We fully anticipate that counties will follow the law, said the Secretary of State's office. The state's Democratic Party is not happy and saying the board is now overstepping its authority. The state election board exists to protect the right to vote for all Georgians, not to favor any single candidate in any election. In other words, translation is, if they're making it harder to cheat, then they're doing us a really big disservice. So stop it already. Stop trying to crack down. Stop trying to make things more transparent. Would you please stop it with your powers now to be able to look into everything and reopen a probe of the 2020 election in Fulton County. Stop doing that. Stop investigating things. We don't want transparency. It's harder to cheat. The Georgia Election Board voted Wednesday to reopen an investigation into the 2020 election results from Fulton County. Located in the heart of Atlanta, the most populous county in the state, has been the epicenter for many accusations of fraud in the 2020 election. The election board of the 3-2 majority Republicans voted on party lines for the state attorney general's office to open another probe. The investigation was first closed on May 7th, but was reopened because of additional concerns about missing ballot images, duplicated recount votes, and missing documents. At that time, the county received a letter of reprimand from the election board. This time, the board ordered the attorney general report within 30 days and used outside investigators to look into the board. So Democrats don't like when you get dead people off the voting rolls. Democrats don't like it when you look into cheating. Democrats don't like it when you expose bribery around election machines and people that will take money and but swear that they'll never manipulate those machines. And of course, we all know that in Pennsylvania, we're still dealing with court challenges because some people are idiots and don't know how to properly fill out a ballot. And they may not realize that you have to, where it says, please sign here, they have to sign their name or date it. And apparently it's racist to ask somebody to say what day it is because calendars are racist. I've said it for a long time. Calendars are inherently racist. So we still have that whole issue to deal with when it comes to mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. Gear up, kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. But at least this time, they're all over it. They are not going to go into this election blind. I can promise you that. I was talking to my buddy Linda Kearns this morning and Hans von Spakovsky. They were at a Republican lawyers conference in Florida. And they are all over it. They're going to have challengers, poll watchers. And remember, you can do your part. You can play your part in all this by going to protectthevote.com and signing up to be a poll watcher. We need your help. We do. This time around, they're going to be ready. Doesn't mean the Democrats aren't going to try to cheat. That's what they do. And it doesn't mean that the dead aren't going to vote, because we know it around Halloween, especially in Philadelphia, the dead have a habit of rising. Or to quote the late Democrat governor of New Jersey, Brendan Byrne, when I die, I want to be buried in Camden County so I can stay active in politics. We'll be right
back. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So how's it going so far with their big rollout? The Biden-Harris team Kamala, Team Waltz, the Midwestern doofus. How's that working out for them? Even Meet the Press Now acknowledges that their window is running out before they're going to have to sit down and speak to the press. They're going to have to. They're not going to be able to avoid this. It's inevitable that they're going to have to come out and say something. And the window is closing here, but they're terrified of what they're going to say, and that's the problem. Here's a little bit of that.
Interested to see if at some point we don't hear more from the Harris campaign. I think already we've heard just over the weekend and the last week that they, one, say that they are interested in still having this ABC News debate on September 10th. From my understanding, they do not want to do the Fox News debate on September 4th, but they are open to other debates, more debates after the ABC debate. So I think it's going to be interesting, obviously, at NBC News. We'd love to see them on September 25th. That being said, or at least that's the date that they've been talking about, there's also the issue of sort of media engagement. I was talking to a number of aides this morning, and what I was told was that they want to get some sort of joint interview done between Vice President Harris and Governor Walz in the next, quote, few weeks, is what I was told. It's not sure if it's going to be before or after the DNC. The other issue is that they do want to also have some sort of engagement with the media, either in a press conference or in an interview. But I also was told that they're going to do traditional sort of local national media, but also they're going to be talking to influencers, people on TikTok,
influencers.
And Snapchat. So
influencers, TikTok, and they're paying them. They're paying influencers and people on TikTok. Did you know that? They're paying them to go out and speak on their behalf. Well, they have to. They have to come out and say these things because they can't get organic support. They just can't. So they got to pay people, just like it's the same with their rallies too. You got to get big concert names, Megan Thee Stallion and Bon Iver and all these other people that come out and perform. Otherwise, you can't get people in seats.
Is that they do want to have some sort of more media engagement. They are telling us right now that there's just been a lot going on between picking a running mate, between the battleground tour. So they're saying give us some time, but we're going to
amount of grace period they're given is quickly running out, though, right?
Oh,
They've got to schedule that interview quickly. I know Yamiche, you're available if they're looking for someone to do that first interview with. But, Kara, let's go back to you.
I mean, their window's running out. They got to do something at some point, right? They got to sit and talk to the media at some point and do that, right? You know, like I'd like to ask the Midwestern doofus, Tim Waltz. Do you know back in 2017, he explained why he thinks 10-year-olds should be able to choose their own gender? Remember, Minnesota's so radical. This sanctuary law they signed, if a kid wants to change their gender, which, of course, you can't change. So if a kid wants to physically mutilate themselves or take drugs and the parents say no, under Minnesota's law that Tim Waltz signed as governor, you lose your parental rights. This is how wacky and radical and extreme this guy really is. Listen to how freaking bizarre this is.
This is again one of those who gets politically charged, and I would ask all of us, I try and do this for my own sanity, and I try and do it because I think it's the right thing to do. Putting ourselves literally in the other people's shoes and wondering why they're doing what they're going to do. And when I think through this, when I say this as a teacher, there's about 150,000 of our children identified in our schools, in our public schools, trans students. And as a teacher, my number one responsibility in the classroom was the safety, security, and belongingness of every single child in that classroom. And if this child, for those who have concerns, and I will not minimize people's concerns who are concerned that this is going to make an unsafe situation, whatever, I ask you that in many cases, these are children my son's age, a fourth grader, a 10-year-old, who just wants to go to the bathroom, yeah. And their identity is they are male or female, and they just go in that bathroom and use it.
They just go in that bathroom and use it, and of course get tampons while they're there as well. And it's perfectly normal, 10 years old, 10 years old, 10 years old. See, this is what I mean about how extreme this guy really is. There's nothing normal about this. Nothing. You know, Tim Waltz a few years ago explained Minnesota becoming a sanctuary state for transgender. Kids. Children. Kids. Kids. And he went on and on about it, about why he's doing it. And it was like a motivational speech. And I mean, this is a guy who is so out there when it comes to this issue at a time when I think parents are pushing back on all of it. I really do. I think parents are pushing back on all this, and they're saying enough is enough. They don't want this anymore. They don't. They don't want this anymore. They've said enough. Enough with the wacky positions. In fact, Governor Tim Walz vowed to be much more aggressive to make sure that sex changes are allowed in Minnesota for children. This is what he said on CNN this morning.
And what we want to say is we're there to protect children. We're there to have you understand that in Minnesota you're going to be protected. And I just want to be clear. I will never understand what goes into the thinking of these folks to bully these children. It is not impacting them in one bit and making it a living hell for children, for families, for adults, for folks who are just trying to bring themselves in. So in Minnesota, we're making it very clear. We're not going to cooperate with these folks. We're not going to extradite people. We're going to say that this is a place where you can come to make these decisions. The community, the trans community is as terrified as they've ever been. We've seen attacks across the nation, even here in Minnesota, and we're now saying we have to be much more proactive. We have to be much more aggressive about making sure that folks are protected. So this is another of the fronts that, again, you know, don't deal with climate change. Don't deal with other things. Deal with making people's lives miserable on something that won't impact you. That's what these governors are doing, these attorney generals are doing, and I've had it. As a teacher, I will not stand bullies. I never did. And I'm not going to stand bullies who are masquerading as somehow about freedom. This is nothing to do with personal freedoms. It has everything to do with forcing an ideology on a vulnerable group of people for short-term political gain. It won't stand. And in the long runs, Americans are far better than that. And they're going to find that out.
Who's forcing the ideology on anyone? You guys are. You guys are by taking children, vulnerable children, and allowing them to make life-changing, altering decisions to permanently disfigure their bodies and their minds, and you're willing to take the kids away from the parents if they don't allow that to happen. Yeah, that's nuts. I mean, there's nothing normal about this. There's nothing mainstream about this. There's nothing normal about this. Nothing. Nothing. Stop. When more and more of this comes out, between his lefty policies on taxes and economics and how he's raised taxes and fees on everything, and when more about his wacky transgender sanctuary state nonsense comes out and tampons in bathrooms and a 10-year-old boy should be able to go into a girl's bathroom, and it's not going to play well with normal people. It's just not. It's not. I'm telling you. Look, but at the end of the day, it comes down to the economy. It still does. It comes down to the economy. It's the number one issue. And his economic record from Minnesota is terrible. Raising taxes on everything. And what the polling shows about Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the new running mate, what the polling shows here is very reflective of how he did in his home state of Minnesota, which is that among wackos and kooks, he did well. Outside of that, he didn't do well. He doesn't do well. And that's why this was such a bad pick on their part, because you got a guy who doesn't cross the aisle and bring new people over. He winds up just getting the same kooks who would have voted for her in the first place. So, listen, you know, there's a reason. I'm telling you, there's a reason why people are cheering for Harrison Butker. And there's a reason why people are pushing back against the ideology, the positions of the left, the far left, when it comes to this stuff with kids and transgender and tampons in bathrooms. And as a parent, I don't want this stuff to be imposed upon my kids. I don't want to be taken out of it. And I have a right as their parent to be involved in their lives. Tim Walz signed a law in Minnesota that literally deprives parents of that right and takes them away. My 10-year-old son comes to me and says, I want to be a girl, and I say no, and I lose my son? And the argument of a Tim Walz would be, well, better to have a live boy than a dead girl, whatever that stupid, fake, lefty thing that they put out there is. I mean, come on. But look, it's a Friday, and it's a Friday night, and I want to leave you on a happy note. So on a happy note, let me share with you how the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, got rescued after she forgot what vaccines are called. All right? She forgot what vaccines are called. I understand. It happens. Sometimes that happens. You just, you know, you forget. You forget how that works, and then somebody has to bail you out and jump in there for you and help you so that you don't make a big mistake by saying something like, you know, what are vaccines? So CNN anchor Dana Bash with the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, had to run in and save the day. And, you know, the thing about it is that the vampiric one's been around a really long time. In her defense, vaccines have been called different things over generations.
Contributions to our country in the shortest period of time of any president you can name, whether it's job creation, whether it's, well, if the first bill to protect our bill,
COVID.
Shots in the arm, money in the pockets, children in school, people at work, the infrastructure bill, building in a way that is respectful of communities, chips and science to take us into the future and make us self-reliant as a country, the PACT Act to help our veterans, the IRA to save the environment and lower the cost of prescription drugs. This is in a two-year period of time.
Yeah.
This is a remarkable agenda. He's been a great president with a vision for our country based on values, knowledge and judgment, and a heart full of love for the American people.
Forgive me.
But that's not the craziest thing to end the week.
My little one is always getting sick.
This is the craziest thing of the week. Kamala Harris was asked, and this is why she doesn't do any interviews, who her favorite rapper is. All right. This is why she can't do interviews. This is scary and terrifying. I'm going to leave you with this on a Friday night so that you can remember who Batman's true nemesis really is.
Best rapper alive.
Tupac.
He's not alive. You say he lives on.
I'm not alive. I know. I keep doing
it. You said, listen, West Coast girls think Tupac lives on. I'm with you. So Tupac, keep going.
Keep doing that. Who would I say? I mean, there's so many. I mean, you know, there are some that I would not mention right now because they should stay in their lane. But others, I
don't know what that means. I want to know who one of those are.
Keep moving.
Okay, all right.
Keep moving, Angela.
All right. That was not supposed to be a stumper either. What about?
Everything's a stumper for her. That's why she can't do interviews. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Enjoy it. I'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Instagram, Zeoli Show. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.